From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Haiti's former interim president, Madame Eartha Pascal Trudeau, has been arrested and charged with complicity in the January coup attempt. A former attorney general of Guyana launches a bitter attack on the country's ruling party.
I think the thing for the People's National Congress to do is to resign. I don't think that they can make a patchwork of it.
And a UK decision to put an end to capital punishment in Caribbean dependent territories draws an angry reaction from the British Virgin Islands. Haiti's former provisional president, Eartha Pascal Trudeau, was arrested and jailed today. She's been charged with complicity in January's failed coup attempt, staged by former Duvalierist minister Roger Lafontaine. Mrs. Pascal Trudeau was driven to the National Penitentiary at midday Haitian time, immediately after leaving the Capitol Courthouse, where the government prosecutor, Anthony Aluidor, read the charges against her. Mrs. Trudeau made no declaration to the media, saying only, "The Eternal is great and his mercy will last forever." Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince has this report.
Aluidor said, although he refused to go into details, that "we have enough in hand now to warrant her arrest." On February 8, she was forbidden permission to travel abroad in order to give testimony in an investigation of the foiled January 6th-7th coup d'etat led by Duvalierist kingpin Dr. Roger Lafontaine. Mrs. Pascal Trudeau had been kidnapped at her private residence, forced to resign, and held hostage for nearly 12 hours until the army stormed the National Palace and arrested Lafontaine and 15 accomplices. The putschists are being held in the National Penitentiary now, awaiting trial. Mrs. Pascal Trudeau's administration of the March 13, 1990 to February 7, 1991 caretaker government has been widely criticized for alleged corruption and insensitivity to urgent popular demands for economic relief and judicial reform. The Council of State broke off relations with the executive August 15, 1990, accusing Mrs. Pascal Trudeau of abuse of power. She has vigorously denied accusations of corruption and said she had been given a mandate exclusively to manage day-to-day affairs and to lead the country to free and fair democratic elections. The first women appeals court judge, Mrs. Pascal Trudeau, at 47, was a Supreme Court justice when the 12-party Unity Assembly appointed her president, the first woman chief executive in Haitian history. Only months after she had taken power, a majority of the Unity Assembly called for her ouster. In the week following the February 7th inauguration of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, more than 200 high government officials were denied permission to travel abroad, pending investigation of their handling of public funds. Michael Norton in Port-au-Prince for BBC Caribbean Report.
And for a reaction to the arrest today of Madame Trudeau, we turn now to Leslie Griffiths, a Methodist minister who lived in Haiti for 10 years and is a good friend of Father Aristide, the Haitian president. Mr. Griffiths is on the line from his home here in London. First of all, sir, how do you view the arrest of Madame Trudeau in light of President Aristide's promise to bring justice to Haitian life?
Well, in many ways, it's not a surprise since, as Michael Norton said, she was forbidden to leave the country on the very day of Aristide's inauguration. One knew that people were investigating her record, both of the way she held her, responsibility for public life, but also because there was the suspicion that there had been complicity in the Roger Lafontaine affair of January the 6th, 7th.
Would that explain her reluctance or, in fact, a refusal to carry out the warrant for Lafontaine's arrest while she was in the interim position?
Well, that's precisely the sort of thing that leads to people being suspicious of some sort of role that, that she had played in the actual attempt when it came.
But aren't some Haitians likely to view this arrest as a sort of vengeful and vindictive action by President Aristide?
Well, it's open to that interpretation, of course, but Aristide has said again and again and again that justice must not only be declared to be available to all people and that nobody's above the law, but that it must be seen to be so. And he has himself felt that in order for Haiti at this juncture in its history to do justice, really, to the desire to purge itself of its past, as it were, must simply bring justice to bear against key participants in the de Valuerist past.
But yet still, Mr. Griffiths, we see that his new Minister of Justice is a self-confessed former Tonton Macoute. I mean, why was he allowed in and others are likely to be arrested?
Well, Bayard Vincent, who is the Minister of Justice, has had some record of involvement with the Tonton Macoute, and he's been open about that. So many people in Haitian life for a regime that lasted 30 years have in some way had some such association. But Bayard Vincent also has a very courageous record of speaking out against police and army abuses and of abuses of human rights when it was very dangerous and difficult for him to do so.
Mr. Griffiths, before we go, just about 30 seconds to go, any fears at all of a sort of benign dictatorship taking root in Haiti under Father Aristide?
I have no such fears whatsoever, but it's a crucial time. Everything is emerging, it's very fluid, and I just hope and pray that that isn't what happens.
Leslie Griffiths, thank you very much indeed.